Warning. The following may contain strong language, political views, and humor some may find offensive. The following also reports raw information unfiltered and uncensored. Use your own discernment as you see fit. Viewer discretion is advised.
We have an army of digital soldiers. What we are now, what I call them, because this was an insurgency, folks. This was run like an insurgency. This was irregular warfare at its finest in politics.
Have you taken the red pill? That means not taking the blue pill and waking up to the fact that what you've been told is often wrong.
Welcome to Trump Mafia Radio, a show that pushes for the truth, questions known liars, and fights for the America First agenda. And now, here is your host, the Underground Pundit.
You know it's bad for the Democrats when Michael Rappaport is talking about he may vote for Trump. Says, voting for Trump is still on the table. Voting for Trump still on the table, Joe Biden. Hey Mike, if you did have the guts to vote for Trump, which I don't think you have the guts, you wouldn't have the guts to get on your little TikTok page and admit you voted for Trump, now would you? Oh man, what a piece of trash. Mike Rappaport talking about coming over our side. We don't even want you, bro. Create your own side, bitch. I don't know if you heard or not, but Fannie Willis admitted to having a sexual relationship with the Trump prosecutor in the RICO case. So, like I was saying a few weeks ago, you know, now that we know it's true, which we knew it a couple weeks ago, she admitted it in court. So she admitted that she's a hoe, right? So you may be asking yourself, how could this hoe get a job in that position? Well, it goes back to the George Soros money. Anything's possible when you have the George Soros money. Just like that piece of trash dirt bag in New York that let the illegal aliens out after beating that cop. He's catching a bunch of heat right now. He's refusing to talk to the press. I guess he just put out a little press release saying that there wasn't enough evidence, even though they got it on video. Not enough evidence. Oh, I see. That makes a lot of sense. So, would they ever been arrested if it wasn't on video? Probably not. What do the people of New York think about this? What does the families of police officers think about this? This piece of trash that's funded by Soros, just like Fannie Willis, a dirty hoe down there in Georgia that's trying to prosecute Trump. And don't tell me, oh, you're being mean, you shouldn't say that. Well, guess what? These people are vicious and they're demonic, and bare minimum they're controlled by George Soros that has that magical flabby skin under his eyes. You know that guy? Everyone knows this guy's evil. So, knowingly or not, these people are serving evil. Alright? The dirty hoe, Fannie Willis, this dirtbag in New York, and what is it, 75 other prosecutors funded by Soros? Is that right? I need to look that up. Hold on. Let me look that up. Let's go ahead and play the music back. Play the music back. Before we move on, I need to find out if I'm right about that. All right, I got an article right here. The Washington Times. George Soros has funded 75 pro-criminal prosecutors to the tune of 40 mil, which is nothing compared to how much money he's received off of bankrupting other countries, betting against their currency after pretty much funding the collapse of the country. George Soros' American Empire archived his greatest conquest with an indictment of former President Donald Trump. Oh, you're so brave. Charges dreamed up by Alvin Bragg, who can thank the 91-year-old socialist with a flabby magical skin underneath his eyes for the big buck that got him elected Manhattan District Attorney. Oh, you're so powerful. Even though everyone in your district, in New York City, in New York State, in the whole country hates your guts at this point. People dislike you more than any other, even politicians. This guy is catching a lot of heat right now for what he did, letting those illegal immigrants free after beating and assaulting police officers on video. And somehow they didn't pull out a gun. Somehow these cops didn't pull out a taser, a freaking baton, something. They just took it, which is insane to me. And then these guys walk out of court, these pieces of shit that probably, wherever they came from, I bet their country is glad they left. These guys are walking out of court, flicking off everybody. F you. This is what you're paying for. This is what we're here for. What, they were mad about the food or something? Well, take your ass home, bitch. Not only are we not going to take his bitch ass home, they let him out of jail with no bail because there's no evidence, even though it's all on video. This Alvin Bragg guy, who's going to do anything? Biden? You think Biden's DOJ is going to do something about this guy? Come on, man. They are too busy at the border right now. The federal government is focused on the border. And no, I'm not talking about trying to stop illegals like this pieces of shit that jump these cops from coming into the country. No, no, no. They're busy trying to identify the patriots going down to the border, exposing what is going on down there. People coming in by tens of thousands. And look, it might be a little too late. All this might, it might be done, yo. If it's true, we have military age men from China, Iran, and a bunch of other countries that hate our guts. They said just in December alone, 300,000 people, and that's just what they know about. That's just who they came in contact with just in December. Is it to steal an election or is it for a freaking takeover? This is an invasion, bro. But meanwhile, this is what's going on with that. Like I said, they're not worried about the people coming in. They're worried about you going down there to the border. Got an article right here from InfoWars. Biden administration using border crisis to illegally order NSA to spy on Americans with facial recognition technology based on fake terror alert issued by the FBI. Federal agents at the border have shown InfoWars reporters Biden's latest secret alert claiming white supremacists are planning an imminent attack on Border Patrol and migrants and such. Yeah, so you already know what time it is. They're trying to set it up like January 6th. So instead of having just a little capital as a trap, they're going to have the whole damn border as a trap. They don't want you standing up to them. They don't want you exposing what they're doing. They want to bring them all in to affect the election and who knows what else. They want a permanent underclass to keep them in control forever. They don't want another Trump. They don't want anyone else other than who's under their control. Who? World Economic Forum. You name it. And I'm glad to see a lot of people are saying what we were saying last weekend. Oh, Governor Abbott, he's so wonderful. He's putting up razor wire and all this. Oh, he's so wonderful. Okay, well, wait a minute. He's still sending in tens of thousands of illegal immigrants that we're all going to have to pay for. Whenever they say, oh, we're going to be giving these cards to illegal immigrants, who do you think's paying for that shit? Governor Abbott that sent their asses up there? No, we are. You are in like a month or two when taxes are due. Don't you love it? Don't you feel liberal paying those taxes to fund all this shit in the Ukraine war and all the other shit going on in the... I mean, right now we're bombing Syria and Iraq for something Iran did. So I'm guessing we're going to be bombing Iran too. These people want to start wars. They want to invade. They don't even want to have an election. So the more I think about them saying, oh, we're bringing in all these people to affect the election, I don't know if that's true, because with all the wars and stuff, we're not going to have no damn election. But it's going to be the biggest resistance formed you've ever seen in your life if they try something like that. But these people aren't playing games, man. They're using the same tactics they used on January 6th down there at the border. But I don't think that should stop anyone from going. I just saw an article, a convoy just showed up, started in Virginia, and now they're down there at the border exposing what the hell is going on down there. And really, we don't even know. Sex trafficking, they're not doing DNA testing anymore. They're just giving kids to anyone that says they're the parents, I'm guessing, if you're not giving DNA test. So there's all types of sick shit going on with our open borders, from terrorists to, you know, us funding them, us paying for all this shit. So, I mean, those immigrants that attacked that cop, where did they come from? Did Governor Abbott send them? Probably. Man, this is just sick. This is something I actually thought about. Governor Abbott more than likely is the ones that sent the illegals in that attacked those cops. How many other crimes have been committed from the criminals Governor Abbott is bringing in? How much money are we paying for the illegal immigrants that Governor Abbott is sending all over the damn country? And yeah, on paper, it makes sense. Like, oh, you're a sanctuary city? Well, here's a bunch of illegals. Here's a bunch of illegals. But at the same time, why isn't he just sending their bitch ass home? You know what I mean? But has anyone asked Governor Abbott to denounce World Economic Forum or Klaus Schwab, whatever the hell his name is? Has anyone asked him to do that? Oh, wait, there was. Someone 2 years ago asked him that on camera. Let's see what he had to say.
Okay, I have one question.
Tell me.
Okay. So, the Klaus Schwab of the World Economic Forum has bragged publicly about infiltrating governments and grooming political leaders. Now, you know, he's for the Great Reset, pushing for an agenda 2030, complete globalization. Do you denounce the World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab, and the Great Reset?
Listen, I'm not a globalist. I'm a Texas person, an America first person.
But do you denounce Klaus Schwab and the Great Reset?
I promote Texas and America.
Okay.
There you
go. Okay.
All right. Thank you, man.
All right, guys, so as you can see, I just asked Texas Governor Greg Abbott if he would denounce Klaus Schwab, the World Economic Forum, and the Great Reset, and he refused to do so. I mean, I don't understand why it's so difficult to just say, I denounce those things. Oh, I know why, because he actually has a page of himself on the World Economic Forum. I'll show you in a second here, but anyways, it doesn't matter, Republican or Democrat. They're all corrupt, okay? The only thing is Democrats are going to get us into a very bad place. They just speed things up. That's basically what they do. But in the end, they're all the same.
He's refusing to denounce the Great Reset, Agenda 2030. He knew what he was talking about. You can see it on his face. And he was sitting there next to him. If you're listening on podcast, you didn't see the video. He's sitting next to him, and as soon as he brings up the World Economic Forum and Klaus Schwab, whatever that guy's name is. You can see Governor Abbott's face is like, oh shit. He's smiling. He's like, oh shit, this guy's really going to ask me about this. Yeah, he's not going to denounce it. And the main reason why is because he's a member of it. So a guy that refused to denounce Agenda 2030, the guy that was asked to denounce World Economic Forum and refused, 2 years later is sending illegals throughout the whole country, and Republicans everywhere are supporting it and cheering it on. Meanwhile, you got articles like this from InfoWars: invasion of U.S. underway, top ex-FBI and DHS and other agency officials pin urgent warning to Congress. The group pointed out that in 2021, the demographics of people coming across the border began to shift as Border Patrol saw countless military-aged men from around the world illegally enter the nation. This is particularly alarming in light of the Hamas terror attack on Israel. Oh, by the way, did you see that the baghead lady voted against allowing people that committed the acts of October 7th into the country? So the terrorists that killed all those Israelis, she thinks they should come into the country. The baghead lady, Omar, whatever her name is. Are you kidding me, bro? And they go out to Republicans on crooked toenail stuff, and this lady's literally wanting to bring in the terrorist that killed all those people on October 7th. She voted against the bill banning them from coming in. Going back to this article, those of us who have fought terrorism know that historically successful terror attacks invite... got pop-ups coming up, hold on. In fact, the retired intelligence experts alerted the congressman that an imitation of the October 7 terror attack taking place in America must be considered a distinct possibility. Additionally, they are not just from terror-linked regimes, but from China and Russia as well. Hostile adversaries of the U.S. with aspirations to devastate national infrastructure, they added. So, we got people that were top ex-FBI and DHS coming out warning people in Congress. And what are they going to do? Not a damn thing, bro. Not a damn thing. Ted Cruz will get on there and give a big speech about it. They're not going to drag people in there and make them testify under oath, and as soon as they lie, have a bailiff take their bitch asses to jail forever, 10 years or whatever they're trying to give Roger Stone. They're not going to do that because people in Congress are cowards, man. And they're all controlled. Just like that guy said, they're all corrupt. But guess what? Trump don't need none of this shit. That's why he's taking all this on. Can't believe this though, bro. Top ex-FBI and DHS and other agency officials pin urgent warning to Congress. No one's talking about this shit. I haven't heard this on no talk radio. No one that I know is talking about this. Nowhere. No one's talking about this. That the top ex-FBI and DHS and other agency officials pin urgent warning. So... maybe that's why they hate InfoWars so much, because they point out stuff that actually matters. This is devastating. Because all the warnings are there. We're all saying something bad's going to happen out of all this. And it might not just be affecting the election. Is it that? Maybe. But why would you need military-aged men? They said they've seen an uptick of that since 2021. Military-aged men. It doesn't seem like they're trying to affect the election, in my opinion. It seems like they're trying to take over, bro. But, good thing I'm down here in Florida. It's not perfect, but, you know, we do have Second Amendment still down here. Thank goodness. I just feel sorry for these people that are in these states on the border that are literally dealing with all this shit. I mean, I saw a video where it was in Texas and they were close to the border, and right on the other side of the wall was a war going on with the Mexican military and drug cartels, and people are like eating at McDonald's and shit, and there's a war right on the other side of the wall or whatever. It's like a movie, bro. But just the sex trafficking alone should make people want to do something about it, not just stand up and give a speech. People need to be going to jail at the top of this government. Congress can do that. As far as I know, correct me if I'm wrong, email me, undergroundpundit76@gmail.com. But why can't we have people testify under oath with a bailiff right there? And as soon as they lie, and we can prove it, off to jail, bro. Why can't they do that? They always say, well, I can't do anything. All we can do is recommend the DOJ. That's all we can do. Well, what about this? Why can't y'all try? Because you're bitches. But maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they can't do that. Maybe we're all just supposed to sit back and deal with it. It just came out that New York is about to give $53 million of prepaid cards to illegal immigrants. I guess so they don't beat up cops. I mean, do y'all not have enough problems in New York where y'all can use that money for people that are actually legal citizens? I mean, people in New York gotta be pissed off about all this shit. Closing down schools so they could put in illegal immigrants. I just read an article where they're sending illegals to airports. They're all like being piled up in back rooms of airports protected by the National Guard. So they tell us that we can't protect our kids in school, but we can protect illegal immigrants stashed away in airports secretly, protect them with the National Guard. Okay, that makes a lot of sense, bruh. I got an article here. It's another Reid Hoffman update. And this is a Breitbart article. And I'm actually surprised that other than like InfoWars, they're putting Gateway Pundit, that they're pointing out that Reid Hoffman, not only is he a Democrat mega donor, that's what they always say on Fox News. Reid Hoffman, a Democrat mega donor. No, he hung out with Jeffrey Epstein after he was convicted pedophile, just like Bill Gates. But with Reid Hoffman, he actually spent the night down there. So we got another person that is claiming to be conservative, like Nikki Haley, and is turning around and taking money from Reid Hoffman that hung out with Jeffrey Epstein that supposedly killed himself. You know that guy. Democrat mega donor and LinkedIn co-founder Reid Hoffman, who visited alleged sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein Island, donated to Ohio Secretary of State and Senate Republican candidate Frank LaRose. In May 2023, Hoffman admitted to visiting Epstein's private island, Little St. James, right next to Water Island, where Joe Biden's brother owns half of it, right next to Epstein Island. Isn't that a little fishy? Yeah, I think it is. Water Island, look it up. In May of 2023, Hoffman admitted to visiting Epstein's private island. Hoffman also backed E. Jean Carroll's civil case against Trump. Hoffman is one of the Democrat Party's largest donors. He, alongside leftist billionaire George Soros, with a magical flabby skin under his eyes. He helped run the Clodstein Group, known as the Good Information Foundation. Oh, that sounds loving and wonderful. And is accused of election meddling. That's nice. He has since fashioned himself into Democratic mega donor, though his activities are largely hidden from public view. So he's giving money to Never Trump Republicans. He's giving money to Democrats. He's funding bullshit civil cases, probably to protect himself. And not just protect himself, but protect the establishment. Because the last thing the establishment wants is Trump getting in there and exposing what the hell's been going on with Epstein Island and everything else. Because that's just tip of the iceberg. It's just Epstein Island is just the tip. From there, it goes on to all over the country, all over the world, sex trafficking, torturing, killing, you name it.